Here we go again with Rich Avery, coach of the Lynn Babe Ruth 15s, and they're at Keene, New Hampshire. And this morning, being Tuesday, they were 4-1 winners over Wallingford, Connecticut. And Rich, now it's good afternoon, just afternoon now as we talk, and another win, now 4-0, and you're setting yourself up for the regional championship game later this afternoon at 4. Maybe I've said all way too much, but tell us what's up.
Yeah, great team win today. Josh Doney came out firing strikes all day. We jumped on him early in the bottom of the first. Chris Marks had a huge day. He had a two-run triple in the first and then another two-run double in the sixth. So he knocked in all four of our runs. Just contributions from everyone up and down the lineup, as usual.
I know, I think, did I have this right? At one point, it was 2-0, you guys, and maybe 2-1, but then you've added two more. Does that sound about right?
Yes, we were, we got two in the first. They chipped one back in, I want to say, the fourth. It was a close game till that two-run double in the sixth inning. We were back and forth, not too many hits, good defense by both teams. That Waterford team's well-coached, so we knew... we knew we were going to be in for a battle against those guys, and we just had to keep the energy going throughout the game.
Was there a memorable play or two, actually on either side, that kind of stands out in this morning's game?
Well, we had Josh Doney ran out of his pitches, so we brought in Jake Peterson to come in and pitch. We had a man on first with one out. Kid hit a hot shot back at Jake, which he caught. He ended up snagging out of the air and then throwing over the first for the double play, which kind of took the wind out of their sails right at that point. I think it was the top of the sixth inning when that happened. So it was a pivotal moment in the game where that ball could have went up the middle and they could have had guys in scoring position.
No, you're right. Huge. That's great. Okay, now last question. Looking ahead, you play at 4:00 this afternoon, and you'll play against the winner of the 1:00 game today.
Yeah, so we'll play the winner of Three Corners Vermont or Keene, New Hampshire. Both are very good teams. We haven't played Keene yet. We played Vermont in the first game of the tournament, and they're a good hitting team, good pitching, good coaching. So either one is going to be a rough game. It's going to be a tough game to the end, and that's when you're at this point in this in tournament, there's definitely not going to be any slouches in these games.
I'm guessing, Rich, you're getting to know your way around Keene, New Hampshire now after all these days.
Yes, they've it's actually the hotel that we're staying at is right in the middle of everything, so it's been pretty nice. I got to tell you, our parents, our team moms have taken care of us and the boys so much. They just, all they do is just let us, go play our baseball and coach our baseball and worry about that. And they kind of worry about everything else. They've been fantastic for us.
Man, that's fantastic. Like, what are they, like meals, all that stuff, food, snacks? What do we talk?
Meals, laundry. So we, after our games, we drop our baseball stuff off in the lobby, and then we get, one of our parents takes it to the laundromat and does all that, and it comes back on hangers, and our meals are planned out for us ahead of time. And, we just got back to the hotel now, and we have a spread waiting for us in there just so we can go sit and relax before the next game.
Man, that sounds terrific. And I was so worried about you, too. Rich, thank you for the updates, and we'll check back no matter what. Thanks so much.
Thanks for the support, Bill.
Yep, and good luck. There he is, Rich Avery with the Lynn Babe Ruth team. I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com.